And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. Another big show on the way, guys.
Another big show, another $100,000 on the line when we play the $100,000 time game.
I'm excited by today's show because we are going to be speaking to someone that has run the Great Wall of China 21 times. I have signed up to do it. It's in 4.5 weeks' time. My training isn't ideal, but I think he's going to tell me it's all going to be fine.
You reckon?
Despite the fact I've seen the pictures and it looks grueling, I got it.
I saw a photo of a bloke getting stretched out the other day.
Was that true?
Yeah. Hey, also, speaking internationally, our radio show, we've made international news because...
Have we?
And I don't think you're going to be happy with it because I'm not.
But should we get the show underway?
Yeah.
Don't be mad. Don't get mean.
I got 99 problems.
We're gonna
drop it like it's hot.
Big Moss booty drop.
So, this is a bit of fun. We've got the first track we're going to play from Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Love Tay Tay. Hate the name of the album. Too wordy for my little mouthy mouth.
I didn't know we were allowed to say we didn't like some things that would.
I just don't like the name of an album. Love the tunes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this one you're going to love. It's with Post Malone. It's one of her new ones. And you may have seen some of it overnight because some of her tracks dropped. They leaked early on the internet.
She's doing night drops.
No, it was taken apparently from a Google Drive link. The album, her people haven't commented or anything, but 17 songs apparently popped up online on Thursday. And one of them, I think they're saying, is about her split from Joe Alwyn in April last year. There's also one in there about US singer Charlie Puth.
Oh, is that Put It in the Perth?
It's all fascinating.
Isn't that the name of the song? I thought it was called Put It in the Perth.
What do you mean? Her song?
Yes. Is that not what it's called?
Put It in the Perth.
Yes.
Are you making stuff up now?
No.
I can't tell if you're serious
or
not.
What do you mean?
What's the Perth?
Because there was also another one called Where Have All the Phone Poots Gone?
Oh, I'm recording this in a poof.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because I mentioned we have made international news on this very show, and I am going to call the person who is responsible because I reckon they've taken something from us.
100K still to come as well.
Yes.
What's going on this afternoon?
Well, do you remember earlier in the week we did some weird laws from around Australia?
Oh, yeah, because we discovered that apparently until recently you weren't able to plunge a toilet in WA yourself. You had to get a plumber to do it or you'd get charged.
That is very true. Well, I've now gone international, which seems to be a big theme for today's show. Did you know in Russia, and I'd be in trouble, it's illegal to wear lacy underwear.
What?
What?
I know. That's why I haven't been there.
But how would people know you're wearing it?
I guess they check.
Who checks?
Is also, if someone comes up to you and approaches you at a bar and says they're an underwear checker, do not fall for it. Trust me.
Oh, they're an undercover cop.
I was thinking an undercover
cop.
Great. Yeah.
Undercover cop.
Because it's covered. By your clothes.
That's good.
quite genuinely, though, how are they charging you for that? As in, would it be if you're in it? In an intimate scenario and you're wearing lacy, we just can't wear it out in public.
I'm not sure. It just says it passed in 2014 and they said undergarments must be made with a minimum of 6% cotton and they claim it's for health and safety. Women protested, but the law is in full effect and you can actually now no longer buy lace garments.
Well, they do tell you that cotton's better for breathing down there.
Is that where you breathe from?
No, it's because you need your bits to breathe.
Oh, airing out.
Yes.
Yes.
And they said, anyway.
Is that why you sun your perineum? Because remember how you told us you did that?
Yes.
Wait, so those leather ones you have wouldn't be legal there either?
That's probably true.
It's no cotton in those.
Cancelling the trip.
Okay.
In Scotland, it is illegal to ride a cow while drunk.
Yeah. Oh,
imagine getting breathoed.
Guys,
on a
that
cow.
Ruins the work trip.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Has anyone here ever ridden a cow?
Nah, it's impossible. I also think cow tipping is a myth. Anytime we and don't, they're majestic animals, but also they're always awake.
What's cow tipping?
It doesn't matter. We don't want to encourage it. We don't want to encourage
okay.
it. What about this? Mm-hmm. In Louisiana, no sending a surprise pizza. So they said since 2016, they passed a law and it was illegal to order or send any food or beverage to a person without their consent.
That seems reasonable.
No,
I'm not eating anyone's
said
people, food that I don't know.
But what if you want to send someone like a surprise birthday cake?
They said people were doing it. As harassment because they were sending pizzas in the middle of the night.
Oh, so you get the doorbell and you have to wake up.
Which would be
but
annoying.
Then you do, sometimes you're a bit hungry in the middle of the night. Yeah. Midnight snack,
you're
you know.
You're furious and satisfied.
Oh, but then you'd have to pay for it as well.
Oh, that's
it depends
true.
Because like
it's America, you'd have to tip the...
Oh, annoying.
But also, it's not 10 years ago. Sure, you're paying before now. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? This is the one I think is the smartest one. France, you cannot die without a pre-purchased burial plot.
Try and stop me.
Oh.
You cannot die within the city limits unless you already have your burial plot purchased in the local cemetery because the cemetery is full. So the mayor in 2008 said offenders will be severely punished.
Wait. You're already dead.
Yeah.
But so if you're dying, do they ship you out of the city limits?
Do you reckon there's just a pile of bodies just
alive
in the
city? Still? Carrie and Tommy. Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Electricity generated by Australian natural gas is an important backup for renewables to help deliver reliable electricity.
Ooh, it's all tied up.
Is it?
Yeah, it's wild to be tied up at this time of the year.
I was getting smashed out of the park.
Yeah, well, because of slipping.
The bird.
Are you ready?
Slipping.
Oh, slipping. I thought you said flipping.
What's slipping the bird look like? Where you're sneakily.
Here is your first song.
Harry.
Because.
Little Boo Thang.
Hold on. By who?
Because that's the hard bit.
It is Russell Peters.
Fantastic comedian. Yeah, terrible singer.
Is it Russell something?
No, I thought
Peter
it was
Russell's.
Like, I thought it
Peter
was like,
Russell.
I thought it was like Ron.
Oh, so
Jacobs Russell. Or something.
Oh, see, it's Paul. Russell something. It's Paul Russell.
Tommy,
Russell
would
Peters.
You like to have a guess?
Yes, it's Paul Russell.
No. I should get it for Russell Peters you got it.
You knew you didn't know, and that's why you went, oh, it's a little bit thing, and then put your hand in the air to celebrate the win. That'll distract Jesse.
Song number two, One Zip to Tommy.
Tommy.
It is
three.
Two. It is Eminem.
One.
Real Slim Shady.
Two Lady. Too lady. Too late.
Too late.
Lady. Bickmore.
This looks like a for me. So
three. Two.
Without me.
One.
Ooh, very good.
Not even any help from Eli. Very
no,
good.
I don't ever get help from Eli. You
okay,
guys
well,
just made
no need
up
to lie
that lie.
Now.
Why do you always turn away from us and stare at him?
That's where my thinking spot told you.
In his Ooh. Eyes.
No. He's dreamy.
He is dreamy.
Song number three.
Harry, Lose Yourself, Teddy Swims.
Oh. Tommy, it is Teddy Swims, Lose Control.
Oh, I had Eminem, Lose Yourself.
I'll take it. I'll take the breath of me.
Yep.
Breaking my heart.
2-1 to Tommy. This is for Tommy for the win. Song number four.
Pretty good. I know it was off mic, so maybe I didn't hear it. But I actually think it was pretty
was
good.
It? Thank you.
Yeah.
Harry.
Oh.
Because.
Three.
Two.
What it is.
One.
Doja Cat.
So close.
Yeah, it is.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be back.
It is what it is, but three. It is by a different woman.
Two.
And it is by Tyler.
Oh, that's water.
Yeah, I know it is water, but who
Doja.
Dochi.
Oh, Dochi. What's up? Every good girl needs a little. Does that mean we got one more?
We have one more. It's 2-1. The best you can do is tie it up because are you ready for song number 5?
Mm-hmm.
Well, song number 5 is not working, so I'm going to give
backwards.
You. I'm going to give you the song forwards, and the first one to get it.
No, no. Just okay. Make it work.
I can't make it work.
We'll make it work
sing,
in a minute.
Sing it backwards.
We'll make it work in a minute. We'll
give us, give
up.
Us.
Okay, can I give it to you? Okay, I'll give it to you backwards. Ready?
Yeah.
Eros. That's the only bit I can do. Eros.
Sorry, Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Well done. Well done. I was just like, Euros, yeah, they're delicious.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little in Australia. Natural gas is helping to keep the country running. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au, guys.
$100,000 is on the line later in the show, Bickers, but guess what? We got a bit of an issue with it.
With the 100K?
Not with
the time game?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Yeah,
we've been wronged.
Have we?
Absolutely.
Us or our listeners?
And you are going to be outraged. I'm outraged. I'm a victim, and I think you're a victim too. Oh. Anyway, we're going to talk about that after 4. Up next for you, though.
Up next, I'm a bit nervous. So if you missed my news, I have signed up to run the Great Wall of China. Mm. The clock is ticking, and it's now 4.5 weeks away. Mm. There's lots to unpack. But the more pictures I look at the Great Wall, this marathon is insane, and one man who has done it 21 times.
You mean Mr. Great Wall?
Mr. Great Wall joins us up next to hopefully put my mind at ease.
You reckon?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and 100K on the line very, very soon when we play the time game.
But yes. For me, it's just over 4 weeks until I run the Great Wall of China.
And we have a very special guest, Bickers. This man, his nickname is Mr. Great Wall.
It's not Mr. Worldwide.
It's not at all. Because he has run every single Great Wall of China marathon. There has been 20-odd of them. His name is Henrik Brandt. He joins us now from the other side of the world. G'day, Henrik.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
As we sit here, it's early in Denmark.
Oh, you're in Denmark. What time is it in Denmark, Henrik?
It's 6:30 in the morning.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time. We're very excited to have you on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Henrik, I have so many questions because, as you know, I've signed up to run the Great Wall of China. It is now in 4.5 weeks' time, as you would know, because you were doing it for the 21st time. You were the only person to have ever run every single Great Wall marathon so wow. far. So there is nobody that knows it better than you. Tell me what I can expect.
You can expect, a very hot day. Some years it has been about 36, 37 degrees
Celsius. Oh.
So, Henrik, I'm running the half marathon, not the full marathon, because I'm in nowhere up to running a marathon like you are, Henrik. I only just sort of started getting into my running a little while ago, and I only signed up for this 2 months ago. And because of injury and sickness and everything, I haven't done the training you would say I probably should have. If I ended up having to stumble, walk, crawl my way across it, is it doable, or unless you've done all the work needed, it's almost impossible?
It is impossible. If you do the half marathon, you have no worries at all. It is possible. You got 8 hours. 1 year I was not able to run at all because I have some problem with my leg. So I was walking all the way. I was walking very fast. So it is possible.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear because I was starting to get nervous.
Henrik, you have run marathons in 24 different countries. Of all the marathons you've run, Where does the Great Wall sit in terms of difficulty?
For me, the Great Wall is absolutely number one.
Wow.
It was there. It started. It was there. The magic began for me. And I had come back every year. Of course, not in the period of Corona and SARS, but I've always come back. So it is so special for me. So it's just number one.
Why do you keep coming back?
I would say now because they pronounce me as Mr. Great Wall. So it is a title. It is it is some you can say it's my identity. I cannot stop.
Henrik, can we talk about times? Can you give me so for your standard marathon time? On, let's say, an easy, and I know no marathons are easy, but let's say an easy course. What's your average kind of marathon time?
Oh, it's hard to say. I'm a slow runner. I've always been a slow runner, and the last year I had some injuries, and I'm not young anymore. Mm. But I can tell you, my very first marathon was at the Great Wall 25 years ago. Wow. I run in let me see I think it was in 6 hours and 56 minutes I think.
So do you think
and my sick
yeah sorry
four months after I run in Berlin I was 2 hours and 4 minutes.
My God! So the difference is four hours. Wow! Or
no,
2 hours?
No. Two hours. The difference was 2 hours. It was almost seven hours. The first six hours the first time and 4 hours the next time. Yeah, yes. 2 hours in difference.
So, Carrie, I think you should be prepared. I think your half marathon pace.
Yeah, which is very, I'm a very, very slow runner, and I'm sure seeing these stairs, I'm going to have to walk some of it.
I think you need to be prepared for being out there for at least 4 hours in the 40 degrees.
Well, because I'm so surprised to hear the heat, because when I looked up the website, I'm sure I read that it was mild and temps can be in the low 20s. So hearing you say it could be 40 degrees has really stressed me out.
Yeah. Of course, not every year. I think the highest is about 36, 37 or something.
Henrik, your name is Mr. Great Wall because you are the only person to have run every single Great Wall marathon so far. Is there a Mrs. Great Wall title out there?
Is that the Great Wall? Or do you ask if I got a wife?
No. I just meant, is there
a woman that's done it the same amount of times? Is that what you mean?
Yes, or is there a Mrs. Great Wall for a female who's done it the most times?
Not that I know. I will meet some people I speak with before, but I don't think there's anyone else than me that has done it many times.
Because Carrie, you could be Mrs. Half Great Wall.
Yeah.
I don't reckon if you do the half marathon once, you deserve that title.
Henrik.
I'm so nervous.
Mr. Great Wall. Henrik also has a book out, which it sounds amazing. It's called If You Can Dream It, You Can Do It. Henrik Brandt, Mr. Great Wall.
I'll see you on the Great Wall, Henrik.
Yeah, you will, Carrie.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, driving you home from 3 till 6. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you know there's so many songs that I sing along to with real gusto, and I have no idea what they mean.
Really?
And I've realised now, deep diving and discovering what they mean, that I don't reckon I should have as much gusto as I have for some of them.
Really?
For example.
I was going to say, though, sorry, I think I'm exactly the same. I don't think I've ever really thought about what a song means.
No, I know. And here's a question. Do you need to? Does it matter or are they just words?
No, it doesn't matter. Does it?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same way that growing up, I never really knew who sang songs. I just liked the song. So you have people, I knew Michael Jackson songs and I knew Janet Jackson songs and I knew the Spice Girls. About my repertoire.
Yeah.
But often people would say, remember that song by, and I'm like, I don't know what Blondie sang or what, I just liked the music because it was before we had YouTube and everything where you could see so much about the artist.
Uh-oh.
If you didn't watch video hits.
Another tale from yesteryear.
If you didn't watch video hits, you didn't see what they looked like. So you just imagined in your head what they were like.
Did you not watch Rage or video hits?
Not really. Not a lot.
What did you do?
I was at church.
Oh my gosh. Of course, holding hands and singing Kumbaya.
No, we didn't ever sing Kumbaya.
Oh, that was your
home.
Family. Oh, my God. No wonder you didn't know the names of artists. You're like, I know one song, and it goes like this. Hit it, Mum and Dad.
I can Kumbaya. Tell you about Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, though, but I can't tell you about Blondie.
Who were Matthew, Mark, Luke and John?
Oh, the Disciples.
What are they? What are they?
Oh, my God. You don't know about Matthew, Mark, Luke and John?
Anyway.
They were his crew.
Hang on.
It was the gang.
Oh, they were Jesus' disciples.
Yes.
But there are more, aren't they? Weren't there 12?
Didn't he roll with a
baker's dozen, him included?
They were my faves.
Yeah.
That's why lots of kids from our era are called Matthew, Mark, Luke or John.
why were you a Matthew girl? Like, what was
it
about?
I have actually dated 3 Matts.
Have you? Did you walk all over them?
Anyway.
Yes, so yes.
Can I tell you what I wanted to tell you about?
Did you dump all of them?
No, can we stop?
No, that's what she went to John for.
John, you cheeky. This is not very disciple-esque behaviour, John. I'll do it, but let's not tell anyone, John.
Anyway. These songs that I was telling you that I sing along to and I don't know what they mean. Yeah. Like Semi-Charmed, Kind of Life, Third Eye Blind, yeah?
Say I want something else to get me through this.
What? Never thought about what does he actually want to get him through life. I just thought he wants something fun.
I assume drugs.
He does.
Yeah.
He wants crystal meth.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Why did he sing that song with as much gusto now?
You know when if you're listening, artists, and if you come into a radio studio and we've been guilty of asking this question, what's your song about? You don't have to be that specific. We don't know.
So, you know the Bryan Adams song, Summer of 69?
Yes.
So, I always thought, the summer of 69 it's interesting you say that because I always thought the summer of 69 was just a great year for Bryan Adams,
right? You're the only person who thought that.
So it appears he was 10 in the summer of 69. So he doesn't mean back in the days
of 1969.
He just meant he had a summertime where he had a lot of
fame.
Yes, of course. Yes. Of course. Nobody thought that was about that year.
Well, what about Who Let the Dogs Out? Who let the dogs out?
That's more fun.
I really like this song, by the way.
This does seem like it's going to be really straightforward. And it's,
what did you think it's about?
Like, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, that's not what I thought it was about.
What did you think it was about?
I thought it, I won't say because I think it's quite disparaging.
Well, the song is about having a good time ruined by men catcalling and harassing women. Everyone's having a great time. Yippee-yi-yo. You know how he says yippee-yi-yo? Oh. Yep. And then the jerks start treating women like objects and it ruins everything. Woof, woof, woof. I'm reading this off a piece of paper. And they said that's what it's about, the Baja men.
That makes no sense.
The Baja men aren't the ones doing the catcalling.
Here's the thing. I reckon they're lying. Because if it's catcalling, why wouldn't it be Who Let the Cats Out?
What? No, because the dogs.
No, they're the dogs calling.
They're the dogs
the
calling the cats.
Dogs don't call cats.
No, but they're being the dogs. They're being the, you know.
No, I reckon they know what their song's about. And then they've gone, it's not a good look when we say it. And then when someone's gone, what's the song about? One nudges the other one and goes, it's a female empowerment song.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. Still heaps more to come this Arvo, guys.
Yeah, something that does not have heaps more to come is the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It is the last weekend. So if you haven't seen my show yet, Tommy Little has a regular sized deck. I would love to see you there. The shows are full, so we put on an extra show tomorrow afternoon, a Saturday matinee, 4 p.m. I would love to see you there because the $100,000 time game is coming up. But...
Mm-hmm.
it's caused controversy. And not just here.
Is this the reason we've made international news, you said, at the top of the show?
Yes. Not just here, but someone has committed a crime against us and our little game. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I never thought this would happen.
What? 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 What?
A crime has been committed.
Where? Who did it? Who are we jailing?
I'm about to tell you who did it, but guess who it's against?
The crime, who they did the crime against.
Yes. It was confusing wording. I'm so angry.
Is someone in our team committed the crime or had the crime committed against them? Is that what you're asking? Is it?
It's me and you.
We've
been criminalised and the people.
We've done the thing. I'm confused.
No, we're the victims.
We've been wrong.
We've been wronged. We have been wronged.
I'm outraged. And I don't know what's happened.
And
but I'm
guess
outraged.
What? Not just us.
What?
But the people of our great nation. And guess who's done it?
Who done it?
Fletch, Vaughan, and Haley.
Fletch, Vaughan, and Haley.
That's enough of the gavel bangs.
Okay.
Oh my God, is that what that is?
What?
This is a quick side note.
No. I didn't know that was a gavel bang.
What did you
that
think
sound,
it was?
Just a ding ding, like just a break in the.
It's
anyway,
a court. It's a courtroom.
I'm aware. Yeah, never thought it through. In a court movie.
You said no more gavel bangs. We can't go back to it.
Anyway,
but according to Carrie, there had been no
Vaughan?
Gavel bangs.
Who's Vaughan? What's his name?
Why are you focusing on Vaughan? What about Fletch and Haley?
I can't remember the other two.
I'll tell you what, they are. Sam, I'm going to say it. There's some nincompoops from across the ditch. Why'd you raise the music on that?
I don't know. Nincompoops just really got me.
Why'd you think I was going to swear? No, there's some poppy-panted dimwits.
Thieves?
From across the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And
have
guess what?
You love the Kiwis.
Usually I do, but these ones are pricks.
What have they done? What have they done?
Yes, you're right. They're thieves. They're thieves. And we now have radio beef.
Oh, I've always wanted radio beef.
This is going to be up there with Tupac and Biggie. Hopefully none of us end up dead. Kanye, Taylor, hopefully one of us ends up winning a Grammy.
Mm.
But these little poopy-panted peasants.
What have they done?
Do you want me to play you?
I'd love to.
Do you want me to play you an opener?
Oh my God, are they a radio show?
To one of their segments.
They're a radio show over there.
Fletch, Vaughan, Haley.
What have they stolen?
I assume one of them is a comedian, one's probably an ex-footy player, and the other one's relatable. here is the opening to one of their segments.
Stop the clock, win the cash.
With ZM's Five on Time.
Oh my God.
They're
doing the time game.
Do you want me to explain what happens?
What?
In five.
Yes, I do. I think
time.
I know. Have you got to guess how long 5 seconds is?
Play the segment.
Welcome to Five on Time, where the current jackpot is $46,000. Laura, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Fun.
Oh, my God. That felt good, Laura.
Oh, my God, did I even say that felt good? That's
what
you say.
$46,000.
I have no idea. I can't even fathom that figure.
Okay,
hang on, no. You need to hear it. Because they even do what our ferret does.
For $46,000, Laura, your time was 5.01.
No way!
I'm shook.
That is
and you
insane.
Say shook?
No, I don't.
I bet you it's not even a real ferret.
Also, they shouldn't say shook. Too.
What? Hold on.
And guess what happened?
Did we not
and
check before
happened?
We started this game and they've been doing this for years? Or have they done this post us doing it?
Carrie, you literally saw the workings of my mind.
Actually, that's
when
true.
We
it was in lockdown and you said to me, how long's 5 seconds? And I went, this is not a thing. Can we actually talk about something good?
Yes. And after we did it the first time, you went, let's never do that again. Yep. And then I said, please, let's do it one more time. And then you said, I think this is actually good.
Yeah. And now it's worth $100,000.
They have done it
oh my God.
For 6 weeks. And guess what happens if it doesn't go off in the day?
What happens? Jackpots?
Jackpots the next day.
No.
Exactly.
Surely there's some
like
kind of copyright
game.
Or something. They can't do our game. We can't just go do Secret Sound, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You have to come up with a they do call it something different, don't they?
So
yes.
Guess what?
What?
Guess who we've got to talk to next?
Oh, my God. We're going to confront them.
Which one have we got?
Fletch.
Captain. Fletch. Captain Poppy Pants, I call him.
Do they know why we're calling?
I don't know.
Oh, now I'm anxious.
Are
what
you?
Are our rights? I need to know about my legal rights before I go into this conversation.
Oi, who cares about our rights? Let's cut sick on this prick.
They stole our idea.
Yeah.
It's our game. It's our tiny, beautiful game.
Yes,
it's
I
the
know.
People's game. It's worth $100,000. Theirs was worth $46,000, which I thought was quite a lot.
And that's New Zealand money too.
I know.
So,
oh my God.
We chat to the criminal,
thief.
Captain Pop, Poopy Monster, next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the drive home.
Now, there is no...
I'm angry.
Oh, Gary's angry. There is no Australian radio show that loves Kiwis more than us. They are our friends from across the ditch, but in this instance, Carrie...
They're our enemies.
Yeah, we've found out we've got some radio beef with Fletch, Vaughan and Hayley because a crime has been committed because they have started playing a game that sounds like this.
Stop the clock, win the cash.
With ZM's 5 on Time.
Which obviously sounds very familiar to the time game.
Which is 5 seconds.
Which we are playing at the moment.
Worth $100,000.
Yeah, and I'm struggling
to
match your
anger. You came up with the idea in lockdown.
Yeah,
it was a dumb idea.
It is a dumb idea.
But every idea in lockdown was a dumb idea. So we got on board and it became the little game that could. And it's our passion and our love and we're so proud of it.
Yes, and I never thought anyone would take it because it's so dumb.
It is very dumb.
But joining us now. Our beef and menemy, our rival. Anyway, from Fletch, Vaughan and Hayley, it is Fletch. G'day, Fletch.
Hello. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You should
it's
be,
a great
Fletch.
Idea. It is a great idea.
Fletch, what happened? Why have you done this to us?
Well, to be honest, our boss, Ross Boss, came in and said, guys, I've got a great idea. I've come up with this game.
Oh.
It's called 5 on Time. Right. And we were like, how did you come up with that? But okay.
Hey,
and then we rolled with it.
Has Ross Boss spent time in Australia?
I you know what? I think he listens around.
Oh, has Ross Boss, does he come up with ideas often?
He's come up with this other one that we've done a few times where we have a secret sound and you guess it and then you win the money if you guess it. Do you know that one?
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Hold on. I understand. Like, that is funny. Secret sound's been for decades. Everyone does iterations of it. But, Fletch, don't understand. This is our baby. Like, we've, brought him up from when he was just a bub and we, really care. And now you make him not feel very special.
I think we've been doing it for... 4 years?
How long?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fletch.
Yeah, we play every week for 4 years.
Wow. Okay, I had no idea about that. I am embarrassed for myself and New Zealand.
because we stole Russell Crowe doesn't mean you get us back with the time game.
You know what? You guys can have him, but you have stolen things like the Pavlova and Lord.
Yeah.
Did you steal Lamingtons as well?
Yeah, you can have them all back.
Stole Lamingtons.
I just want my time game.
I mean, we were, we are a nation built of convicts, so stealing does go a long way back in our lineage. This Ross Boss that you speak of is because, Fletch, you.
Oh, maybe we need to speak to the Ross Boss.
Kiwis that I've ever met, you are just
so
warm and lovely.
Know.
And I've got no beef with you at all, Fletch. But Ross Boss. I'm assuming not his real name. I've got an issue with, is Ross Boss still your boss?
He's my boss. I will absolutely throw him under the bus. Write down his number, 027.
Okay, yep.
027, yes.
And I'll give you the rest off here because I don't want Australia harassing him.
Oh, that's we do.
Yeah, we do. Actually, just no, give it to us now and we'll beep it.
Okay. 027.
Yep.
Four.
Thank you so much. I promise you that we'll have not gone out.
Now, this is an insane idea, but because I like Fletch,
yeah,
could for a bit of fun we just play the time game with Fletch? I just want to hear how Fletch would go with our time.
So, oh my God! All. Yes. I'm here for this.
So Fletch, we have slight variations to yours.
Okay.
Which, to be honest, are better.
So take them and make your game better.
So I assume when you play the time game, who panels?
I do.
Okay. So we don't have a human. We have a ferret that panels our time game. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, ferret.
Hello.
Yeah. He talks remarkably like a human, but I assure you he is a ferret. And it's very similar in that he will say start, our ferret will, and you just have to say stop when exactly 5 seconds are up. And, of course, if you get it right, you win the money. But if you get it wrong, here is the spicy bit, Fletch, because what happens in your version when somebody gets it wrong?
We just kind of mock them and kind of say thanks for playing, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Boring.
So what we do here is we open a moon door and we kick you to your death.
Okay, we might have to steal that as well. I like that.
So we're going to pass you over to our ferret. He's going to say start. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Oh, my gosh. So here's what's... So Fletch,
I won the $50,000?
No, it's $100,000 that we're at.
We would never have $100,000.
Fletch.
To be fair, Fletch, I heard from you guys, and you got like $46,000 on the line at one point. Ours goes up $100 a day.
Wow.
Here's what's happened so far. So Carrie and I don't get to see the clock. We just see our ferret's reaction, and he kicked his little ball right to the back of the room, and his little whiskers are twitching, which means, I don't know, but it usually means you're close.
Very close.
Without further ado, for $100,000 or to be kicked to his death out the moon door, international radio host from Fletch, Vaughan and Haley Thieves, not them, it's Ross Boss, but how did Fletch go?
Five.
Oh, it's a good start.
Point.
Yep. Oh.
Zero.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Eight.
Sucked in.
Clyde, you know what?
Oh, he's talking on the way down. Oh, I really liked him. What a shame.
I think, yes.
We could have been mates.
He was so lovely.
Wasn't
but he did
he?
Make a mistake of trying to talk while plummeting to his
death. I
know,
so, true.
You know, just it's the little things in radio.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. $100,000 still to come.
But we're
guys.
In the middle of a manhunt.
Mm.
A radio show in New Zealand has stolen our beautiful little time game.
Yep. Mm.
But they've pointed the finger at one man and said it's one man's fault only, and we are going to try and call that man. We've got his number now.
He doesn't
know that
we know.
No, we're going to call him next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you are just joining us, we are in the middle. We are the victims of a crime.
We've got to find the culprit.
Yes.
We've got to name and shame him, hold him to account.
Well, we have a name. Because what's happened is this show over in New Zealand, a radio show, they are called Hayley Watsy and the Doodle.
Hayley Fletch and Vaughan.
That's them. And we spoke to Fletch before because they're playing the time game.
They've stolen our beautiful little game that is the time game.
Yes.
But when we spoke to him, what a beautiful
Fletch
soul.
Fletch was so lovely. And he told us that the idea didn't come from him.
Our boss, Ross Boss, came in and said, guys, I've got a great idea. I've come up with this game.
Oh.
It's called Five on Time. Right. And we were like, how did you come up with that? But okay.
And then
we rolled with it.
Has Ross Boss spent time in Australia?
I you know what? I think he listens around.
He threw him under the bus.
He then gave us Ross Boss's number.
Should we call him?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is that Ross Boss?
I gave you my number.
We should let you know, Ross Boss, that you're live on air.
Yes.
Okay. I'll hold it in.
Ross Boss, this is Carrie and Tommy here. We are from a radio station in Australia.
He knows.
And of course, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of you. Yes. I'm aware.
We just spoke to the gorgeous Fletch, and can I say, he's an asset to your station. He's fantastic.
Yeah, what a guy. What a guy.
Yeah. Now, Fletch, obviously, we're discussing a game that you guys have been playing. Is very similar, Five on Time, which is very similar to the time game that we have been playing for years. And Fletch just straight away said, oh, that was Ross Boss's idea. And I'm just wondering, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, I mean, as someone who came up with the secret sound as well, it was just a straight-up actual Trans-Tasman steal. Completely ripped it off you, and we'll never give you credit.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I love your honesty. Second of all, if you don't stop playing that game, I'm coming after you, Ross Boss, because it's our baby and we love it so much. And you can't keep playing it, Ross.
Well, we've just finished, but I thought it was going to go forever. No one was getting that time.
I know. That's why it's a long game. That's why we've been playing it for 4 years.
Hey, Ross Boss, did your listeners love it?
They loved it. I loved the strategies that different people took to try and figure out that 5 seconds. Yes. Everyone who sat there with stopwatches, though, miles off.
Yes.
They never got close.
You've got to count in your head. It's what we've been saying from the beginning.
So, Ross Boss, my anger has completely subsided because, again, with every Kiwi I've ever met, you've just been honest, and I've now instantly like you. Just in terms of a game in itself, is it one of the better ones in your years of radio that you've come across?
You want me to juice you up here, do you?
I want you to say it's the best. I want you to say it's the best radio game you've ever heard.
As someone who's done the secret sound maybe 20 times now, it is by far the best.
The best. Ross,
this year.
What else have you taken?
Well, is there ever a new idea? How did you steal it off in the first place?
No, he made it himself, Ross. It was in lockdown. Remember those dark days?
Don't get snitchy now, Ross Boss.
I don't remember the days of lockdown. I was lying on the floor, basically.
Yeah, so was he. And that's how he came up with the dumb idea of guess how long 5 seconds is.
Well, look, I think we've stolen from you, but I think there's going to be a few more steals around the world soon because it is a bloody great game. It's the simplest one.
And we've copyrighted it now,
that we've ever done. So you'll probably have to drop it soon and come up with something else.
Hey, Ross Boss, thank you for joining us. Continue on your stealing ways. And as we said, Fletch, Vaughan and Hayley, if Vaughan and Hayley are as good as Fletch is, they must be a great show. So keep
before
up the
Ross
good
Boss
work.
Goes, oh, Ross you. Boss, can you play it with us? Just we got the 100K time game happening up next, but before we get to that, there's not 100K on the line for you, but just for the fun of it, would you play?
Okay, I will play.
Okay, passing you over to our ferret, because we have a ferret in our game.
Yeah.
The ferret now. Oh, sorry, we should point out, if you get it bang on 5, well, you get nothing. It's just the joy of getting it. But if you don't, you do, we open the moon door and you do fall to your death. So make sure you scream with vigor on the way out.
Okay. I will, this is new territory for me, but yes, sure, I can do that.
Okay. Passing you over to Jesse now.
Start.
Time.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god, has he done well too?
Our little ferret he's got a smirk on his face,
nah,
which is weird.
I don't really. It didn't feel
excited.
Good. It didn't feel good. It felt too long.
It felt short. It felt a little long for mine.
Have you heard that before, Ross Boss?
Oh, geez.
Hey.
What is it?
If he gets it wrong, boot him hard.
6.00.
Oh, what the?
Thanks, Ross.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it's time to play our little game.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh my god.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
On exactly 5 seconds. And doing just that.
exactly that.
Could change your life forever. Because today, the time game has jackpotted to
$100,000 again.
Gary and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
Yeah, boy.
Daniel, are you original? Are you ready to play the original time game?
I am ready.
Daniel, you sound calm, you sound composed, and you sound like a man at the peak of his powers. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's knockoff time.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the cash, Dan?
Oh, I want to renovate the house, put a pool and shed in, and keep the missus happy, so that'd be good.
Yes.
Be a good start.
Does the missus love a shed?
Mate, she loves them.
Because you go into them and gives her some quiet time.
Exactly right.
Daniel, we're going to pass you over now. Are you good to go?
I am good to go.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh,
that felt quick.
That felt quick, bro.
Don't reckon you're getting that shed or pool, Dan.
I don't know, though. Maybe we're wrong. We are not the keepers of time.
But you won't have to worry about the shed or pool anyway, Dan, because if you don't get this, you know what happens.
I still have to get the pool and shed.
No, you die.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That might keep the missus happy as well. We never know. But it is, of course, our furry little Mustelid, who is the keeper of the time. How, for $100,000, did Daniel go?
4.68.
Good job, Daniel.
Very good. G'day, Natasha.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's the most exciting thing in your life at the moment, Natasha?
Oh, probably my VH Commodore that we're doing up for our project car.
Sick.
Yeah, so spending lots of money on that, so I need a little bit of cash coming my way.
How good.
Is it true that you also either want or have a watercolored tiger tat on your leg?
Yes, I do. My husband's born 74, sorry, year of the tiger. So that's my tribute to my husband. And I also have 3 adult children living at home. Mm-hmm. And I really, really want to encourage them to move out as soon as possible.
Can you tell me about the wheels on your car? What do you got on it?
I want Simmons on it. I honestly don't know what's on it at the moment, but I'd like to get some Simmons for it.
How big are they?
Don't ask me now. You're getting too technical.
Sorry.
Like, my husband's not here, so it just looks good.
Yeah.
Since when did you want to do wheel chat?
What do you mean? I was picturing it at being dumped with like 20s on it and low profile tires.
I don't know what any of that means.
Mm. Anyway, Natasha, it'll look sick with this money. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. That felt pretty good to me, Natasha. Carrie, how did it feel to you?
It felt quite long to me.
It felt really good to me.
Yeah, yeah. Did you feel it? Because where do you feel things?
Oh, in my stomach at the moment.
Yeah, I get them in my waters, which is around my stomach. So if you
I've
and
never
I...
really known them, where the waters were when
nah,
they say that.
That's why I was vague about it. Because also...
I need to do a nervous wee. Does that count?
Maybe that is the waters they're talking about.
Yeah, 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 yeah. How did Natasha go for $100,000?
6.44.
Oh.
Oh, she peed on the way down.
Love those kids, Tash. Oh, no, she won't need to anymore.
Oh.
Carrie.
Alicia.
Carrie.
Hello.
How are you?
Gosh, Carrie.
I'm nervous, but great.
What are you doing with 100K, Alicia?
Oh, so much. Maybe pay off some mortgage, put it towards baby. Holiday would be nice.
Oh, how old's Bub?
Well, it's due in October.
Oh, great.
So are you going to have a baby moon?
That would be amazing. I would love to.
Have you got a name, Alicia?
Not yet. We've got a few, but I guess it depends what she looks like.
I really got confused by that question because you said, have you got a name? And I'm like,
Alicia.
Alicia. We can see it on...
Oh, I've just realised what happens now.
Nah, we're good. Don't think about it. Alicia, you ready to play?
I sure am.
Start.
Stop.
That felt so good. Oh, my God, that felt so good.
I don't even know where I felt that.
Oh, like bang on the fiver is what you felt.
But, sorry, in your body, where did you feel it?
Upper leg.
Yeah, because weirdly...
You shifted your arm when you said that.
I feel like it was too early.
Weirdly, mine, I felt it in my left nipple.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, that's where your heart is.
Is it? Is my heart my nipple?
Sort of. Yeah.
So I've got to start telling people to suck on my heart.
Yes. That's what you've been doing wrong all these years.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Tugging on my heartstrings, I literally have been sometimes. Let's find out how we should win for $100,000. And Alicia, just for you, I'm pinching my heart in hope.
Thank you. Me too.
Bye.
Hang on. Is that your nipple or your heart?
Both.
Okay. Carrie, pinch your nipple heart.
No.
5.32.
You are. Oh, she's
damn
gone.
It. Damn it. What?
You're responsible for that.
Why?
Because you could have pinched your nipple heart.
No, I'm pinching my upper leg. Is that where I'm going?
If you want to play, make sure you are listening to Breakfast on Monday.
Yes. To join the standby list, and that is how you can play for $100,000 on Monday afternoon with us from 3.
Carrie and Tommy.
So the second weekend of Coachella is on over in outside of LA this weekend.
Yas Queens.
Yes. But last weekend, when the first weekend was on, pop star Renee Rapp, who I hadn't heard of before, but she was up on stage and she invited Kesha on stage during her set. And the pair performed Kesha's 2009 song, TikTok, which we're going to get on for you and back to back today. But it's a song that I'd forgotten famously name drops P. Diddy in it. It says, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And obviously there is horrendous allegations against P. Diddy at the moment. Listen to what the girls did with the song.
Wake up in the morning like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses. I'm not the dog. I'm going to hit this thing.
Classic twist on an old favourite.
There is rumour that Taylor Swift might pop up at Coachella this weekend because her album is dropping this weekend. We played one of the first songs with Post Malone earlier in the show. Yes. She may get up with Lana Del Rey because Lana Del Rey keeps bringing people up on stage with her. So watch this space. Let's get a bit of – are we getting Kesha on first or later?
Kesha, TikTok to kick us off.
Great.
To get to the good stuff faster, start at budgettrucks.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but it's not just you guys.
No, we have a new member of the Madhouse. A new producer has joined the team. Benny, welcome.
G'day, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Benny, I'm sorry to throw you in the deep end, but I just gave you the most daunting task that is basically in Showbiz in Australia. And what was that task?
Get Carrie a glass of water?
Yep. Yep.
I feel like you need to give context. So I didn't realise.
When your water is the wrong temperature, you throw it at people.
Okay, no, I didn't. Okay. So I like just room temperature water. Don't
Producer
need it.
Sammy's
Hold
out
on,
there.
Let me speak. You don't let me speak and it frustrates
his
me.
His face still has blisters from that hot glass of water that you threw at him.
No, Sammy is the absolute magician. He can make my water better than anyone else. Lizzie, on the other hand, I don't know what you told her, Sammy, but her water is terrible. For context, I would like to say, I don't need my water sparkling. I don't need my water chilled. I just want
water. It's way worse.
Let me speak first. I just like regular tap water. However, no, it is fancy pants place where we work. There's no such thing as regular tap water. And I didn't realize for 2 years, our producer Sammy has been trying to get boiling water and freezing cold water ratio right to make it like room temperature water for me. And I did not know this until he had to give Lizzie, our new producer, a few months ago, the task of making it. And she sucks at making it.
No,
and that was when I discovered that there was a ratio. I did not ask for a ratio.
That's not when you realise this. You realise this when I got you a glass of water and you spat it out and what is this?
I didn't.
And then I went, it's just water. And
I
you
just
went,
like tap
and then
water.
You went, Sammy, what's he done? And then Sammy had to explain to me, he goes, man, sorry, I should have let you know. She gets violent. It's 2/3 cold and then just a dash of boiling. I'm really sorry, bro. And now.
It's actually 4/5.
Sorry, 4/5. That's right. And now, Benny, we sent you out there and I said, let's give Benny no instructions and let's just see what happens. How are your nerves?
No, I'm confident.
Are you?
I actually am.
Now, I already have a minor bone to pick with you. Because I reckon the reason you might be confident is because you did not do the task at hand. Are you telling me that you walked straight from out there
yep.
and straight to the kitchen?
Yep.
No stopping.
Not a stop.
Didn't speak to anyone.
Promise.
That is bullshit.
Producers Georgia. Did you go Georgia, ask Sammy how to make it?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, producers
no.
Georgia.
No.
Producers
no.
Georgia saw him having a meeting with Sammy and said there was a diagram and a whiteboard.
A digital thermometer.
So to be fair, before you went to get the water, when you were asked to get water, what would you think I would want?
I reckon you're a room temperature person.
See, thank you. Thank you. That what made you ask Sammy?
Well, I knew he obviously yeah. worked on the show, and I was yep. like, oh, if I get this right, then they'll love me forever, yeah. especially you. So.
Yeah. And if you get it wrong,
brownie points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
I mean, Liz isn't here today. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, you know? That is true. And so you're confident with what you've put together
okay.
there?
I
yes.
am.
Okay.
Did you
oh,
know?
Oh, it's feeling good to touch.
Did you get a
pick
warning?
Up, it is feeling good. Liz always feels a bit warm. This is feeling good to touch.
Did you get a warning before you came to work with us that Carrie was difficult?
No, I wouldn't say so.
I'm not. Okay. I just like my water from a tap.
You need four people to get you water.
Well, she's testing it.
No. Oh,
sorry, Benny. I'm so sorry. Another one cops it.
It was actually better than Sammy's.
Oh, now you've wasted your good water.
Oh, well, the good news is, Benny, we've got our second task for you. Can you get Carrie another water, please?
And clean the studio up.
Yeah, no worries.
Carrie and Tommy.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Electricity generated by Australian natural gas is an important backup for renewables to help deliver reliable electricity.
What a big week back from holidays.
Massive week. Do you mind if I kick
happened?
Off? Because
of
I am wrapped that you're just 4.5 weeks away from taking on, I reckon, the hardest marathon in the
I'm
world.
Pretty
the
raw.
Great Wall of China Marathon. I'm very proud of you. I'm excited for you, but just a tiny smidge worried about your training program.
Yeah. I signed up to run the Great Wall of China.
And
yep, I signed up.
Yes.
Yep. And then I've done a few runs. Yep. Yep. That was about 2 months ago. And now it is in 4.5 weeks time.
Yes.
But the runs you've done would have been massive, right?
So
you're probably,
thank
I
you.
Assume.
Thank you for asking.
I
yes.
assume you're doing, because it is a half marathon, I assume you're doing 21Ks now and you're ready to enter your tapering phase.
Is that a joke?
What do you mean?
Should I already be doing 21Ks?
You yeah. should be, it should be the start of your tapering phase where you are now working.
You
tapering phase indicates that there was a growth phase.
You have been running.
Okay, so here's the thing. I started with gusto and then over the course of time I've been plagued with, and that's something that marathon runners, I hear them say often, they've been plagued with injury. Mm. I got plagued with injury, everything from my hips to my knees to my ankles at varying times, then illness.
When you say you started with gusto, is that just the attitude or was the running with gusto too?
Oh, I heard I started with gastro.
Yes, I'm going to step it up this weekend.
I see
and
what you
I'm
did.
Going to Yeah, oh, I didn't even notice it. And I'm going to train hard. There was some funny feedback when we posted the clip online of me saying that I was setting myself this challenge. A lot of people loving your excitement for me because you were bouncing up and down like a
I'm
little kid.
So excited for you.
Brie Jean says, I know it's clear that Tommy is neurodivergent, but this has made it even more evident. The bouncing, the excitement, the thrill seeking. The next comment from Sonia, love Tommy's ADHD excitement. I don't care what excitement is, if it's ND excitement, if it's ADHD excitement, I appreciate your excitement.
I'm very excited because, Jesse, how are you feeling?
Guys, I'm wrapped this week because we got to celebrate the best parent in our team this
yes.
week.
Thank
the parent
you.
That always shows up. The parent that always continues to set the bar high. You know,
I
the
do.
Parent that is, at this point, completely faultless while still respecting his boundaries and not mentioning his biological son. Right. I just want to say a
he
really big
thank
you. He
doesn't have a biological son, just a point.
I do. I just don't want it to. Anyway.
I just want to say a big thank you to Tommy Little, the best dad in the world.
Hannah.
Hi.
Have you got thoughts, Hannah?
Well, I do have thoughts because I am actually the one who's responsible for the gag about Tommy's biological child.
What do you mean, Hannah?
I am the one who called out at Tommy's show 3 years ago suggesting I was pregnant with his child. Mm. Tommy, do you remember that?
I do. Sorry, I have two kids. I also have a kid with Hannah.
Do you have a kid, Hannah?
I do have a kid.
Anna and I went on a date, and then she revealed to me much later that we have a child.
Okay, yeah. Are you trolling us again? I don't know what's real anymore.
I told you, some things are private, and Hannah, it's lovely to speak to you again.
Stop this. It's going to make me...
Hannah, how is our kid doing?
So we don't have a child.
Yes, thank you, Hannah. Hannah, he's very cross at you now.
Do you want to try again?
No. This is why we didn't work out.
Do you know people are going to honestly believe that you have a biological son now?
Don't. One.
That's what they're going to talk about all weekend when they get drunk. Oh, my God, did you hear Tommy's got a son?
This is yet another fault of yours. Mm. You have to drag down those around you.
No, I just don't want to.
I'm always complimenting you and you're always
people.
Like, oh, you're fat.
That's made me a bit raw. But you know what else has made me a bit raw?
What?
Is all I wanted to do is tell you about the amenity that I think is no longer needed when you stay at hotels.
Not at hotels.
yeah. Again, you guys got stuck on a minor detail. We were staying in a bure.
A bure?
Hooray for bure.
And mune, am I right?
Oh, what is a bure?
Bure.
What a bure is, Karen?
A bure.
How do you spell bure?
Separate bures.
Oh, I'm sorry for not understanding what a bure is.
Nothing fancy, okay?
A bure.
Let them eat bure. More and more I hear it, it never gets boring. Have a great weekend,
see
everybody.
See you Monday. Oh, 100K back Monday. Make sure you listen to Brekkie on Monday morning if you want to win it.
That's not boring.
You could start a nice bureau.
Yeah.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.